is a literary publication for and by undergraduate students here at Queen's. We are open for submissions of creative and academic writing for our upcoming themed volume, Abundance. All subjects and styles are welcome, so long as they align with our theme, and we welcome creative and wide interpretation of that theme. Submissions should be short, sweet, and, as always, brilliant. To learn more, to read our past volumes, and to submit, head to our Instagram at QUQuilt. We can't wait to read your work. Love, Quilt.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Nos waita, kreiso I gadeed, kamarag heddiw. Welcome to this week's edition of Today's Welsh Music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. On this week's program, we'll have another look at Welsh compilation albums. Welsh compilations have traditionally been very important on the Welsh music scene, and those featuring Welsh rock, pop, and traditional music have been produced since the late 1970s. The golden age of Welsh compilations was in the late 1990s into the first decade of the 2000s. And during this time, the compilations featured not only artists who were popular at the time, but emerging artists. And many new artists had their first appearance on a compilation. For some artists who never got around to releasing any material before they disbanded or morphed into another band, an appearance on a compilation was often their only recorded output. Although compilations have declined with the rise of digital music and other alternative means of distribution, they are still being produced on a smaller scale, and several of the current major labels for contemporary music, such as Yi Ka Ching and Libertino, have produced compilations in recent years, in addition to those produced by Sign. We'll kick off this week's program with a track from the Yi Ka Ching 10 album. This is Blind Wilkie McEnroe with Count Amor. We'll be right back. That was Contemor from Blind Wilkie McEnroe. I Ka Ching is a record label that was founded in 2011 and which mainly releases rock, pop, and a small bit of traditional material. They released two notable compilation albums on their 5th and 10th anniversaries, though the 10th anniversary album was delayed until 2022 due to the pandemic. One artist on the label was the group Blind Wilkie McEnroe, which was a project from Karen Ginsberg from Wrexham, and they released an EP on I Ka Ching in 2018 with a further two singles, the most recent of which we just heard subsequently. Side Records and its sub-labels released a number of compilations over the years, and in the late 1990s into the 2000s, Sign's Cry Rock sub-label released several very good and interesting compilations. The most notable of these were the Ram Jam series from the late 1990s, but there were some others as well, including one called There When Bop that came out in 1998 and was notable for a few reasons. The album generally included two tracks by each artist, and it was one of the first Welsh compilations to feature some techno tracks, which generally haven't appeared on Welsh compilations. One of the artists on There When Bop was Guacamole, a group from Gwynedd who were popular at the time. Guacamole released a couple of EPs, but most of their best-known tracks only appeared on compilations. This is Guacamole with Asbestos Tescos.
Dim rhaid fod wael Dyno i eitha I gofa cwbynnydd Dyno i rola Dim rhaid I fod wael Dim ond i achos Fod ti'n rhaid ti'n a fod A llawen e Dim ond hael i bawb y byd Dim ond hael i bawb y byd Dim ond hael Ti'n rhaid i fod wael Pwyso a mesur A mesur a mesur Cydo i gopa Ti'n rhaid i fod wael Dim ond i achos Fod ti'n rhaid ti'n a fod A llawen e Dim ond hael i bawb y byd Dim ond hael i bawb y byd Dim ond hael
was Asbestos Tescos from Guacamole. although the majority of Welsh compilations over the years have been of pop, rock, or perhaps older, more stereotypical forms of Welsh music, such as choirs, there have also been compilations of traditional music. One of the most recent of these was the Stavec Sbar Sain Tŷ Gwerin album that came out this year in a collaboration with the Tŷ Gwerin team at the Eisteddfod. And this features several of the most prominent artists in the traditional music field today, as well as some emerging artists who have not had any recorded material released up to now. There are some quite interesting tunes on the album, and one of these is from the group Perriant, who I've not heard of before. From the Stavec Sbar Sain Tŷ Gwerin album, this is Perriant with Can Peredur, here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
That was Ken Paredeur from Perriant. You're listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. I'm Ed Reid, your host and producer. A record label that appeared in 2011 was Recordiau Lliwgar, or Colourful Records. They were founded with the intention of releasing compilations, mainly, but not exclusively, from more alternative artists on 10-inch coloured vinyl records, hence the name. And they ended up releasing two EPs, a record Gok, or the Red Record, and the follow-up record Last, the Blue Record. Like a Derwent Bop album that we had a track from earlier, there were generally two tracks by each artist on each record, and these were, as far as I could tell, previously unreleased tracks, so well worth getting a hold of. Unfortunately, there were only two releases, but thankfully, the records are now available digitally. From the record Last, this is Amarver Corf, a project from Euros Childs and Pete Richardson, with He Your Hall. That was He Hoor Hall from Amarver Corf. Angst Records has been one of the leading record labels in Wales since it was founded in 1988, and they've mainly concentrated on more alternative-leaning material. In 2003, Angst Music, the successor to the original label, released a compilation, Angst Records Radio Crummy Playlist Volume 1, that had 36 tracks on it that featured most of the better-known artists who appeared on Angst over the years. One of the artists on the compilation was Far Coffee Palm, an alternative band from Bethesda in Gwynedd, some of whose members were founders of the better-known Super Furry Animals subsequently. This is Far Coffee Palm with Sega Seger here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. That was Sager Sager from Far Coffee Palm. We'll finish off the first half of this week's program with a track from the Breathe Winnion Project album. This was an album intended to raise funds for the Breathe Winnion Project charity, and it had tunes by English and Welsh language artists from Wales. Among the bands was the great Abertawe area band Arangan, who contributed an excellent track that was never released elsewhere. This is Arangan with Tavodi Tavod.
Guile
That was Tavoddy Tavod from Erangan. You're listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. My name is Ed Reed. We're currently airing on selected affiliate stations, including CFRC in Kingston, Ontario, KXCJ in Cave Junction, Oregon, and Beware the Radio out of London, Dukovar. And you can also listen to all our programs on my Mixcloud page at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. Croeso and all. We'll kick off the second half of the program with a tune from the Ram Jam 3 album. This is the iconic track Clividon from Root Lucy's Artistion.
Allan o'r 90au adweithiol Dwi mewn i'r geinfed ganrif yn obeithiol Dwi'n anwybyddu'r perigl Drwy symud mewn ffyrdd dirgel Llog car a dianc 20 pint o nitroxide yn y tank Sy'n byd i boeni am Mae'n wir Dwi'n mwyn unwaith ti'n ifanc Gwneud neu dweud yw'r policy Mae'r profiadau wedi talu Y ffordd, y trywydd Da ni'n dilyn Gyda grwf yr outlooksies Da ni'n chillin Mae'n mynd i fod ddynod braf yn ôl pob sôn Dwi'n ymlacio a llycio i lif y dôn Mae'n mynd i fod ddynod braf yn ôl pob sôn Dwi'n ymlacio a llycio i lif y dôn Dwi'n agor botel arall y breezer Cos mae'n llwngi'n sych Am y sleifar ar y tip funky Ymlaciwch a llaciwch i'r rych Dwi'n dadgysylltu'r ffôn Roi fy'n rhaid i lan Mae'n mynd i fod yn ddwrnod diog Yn ôl bob sôn Dwi'n cael llon bol o gicio A brathu llywodraeth estron Sy'n fy'n rhethu Rwtsch ar y teli Cops yn cicio'r drws lawr Pam dwi yn fy ngweli Mae'n mynd i fod yn ddwrnod braf Yn ôl bob sôn Dwi'n ymlacio a'n llacio I lif y dôn Mae'n mynd i fod yn ddwrnod braf yn ôl bob sôn Dwi'n ymlacio a dwi'n llacio I lif y dôn
Was Clividon from Root Lucy's Artistion. In the late 1990s, the pop and rock programming strand aimed at young people on Radio Cymru was known as Ram Jam, and this largely consisted of a Saturday morning program as well as a few programs on weekday evenings. A lot of the artists had recording sessions for these programs, and many of these were eventually released on three compilation albums, with the first being released in 1996, with the follow-up albums coming out in 1997 and 1998. I don't have the first album. I still hope to listen to this at some point. But the Ram Jam 2 and 3 albums had a mix of artists who were well-known at the time, as well as emerging artists. The track we just heard, a summary track that always reminds me of Rill, where the references seem to be specifically to the deprived West End of the town, was a collaboration between the pop-oriented group Root Lucy's and the more hip-hop group Tustion, and this tune is still regularly heard on Radio Cymru. We've played a few tracks from the band Melis recently on the program. They had a memorable performance at the recent Eisteddfod at the alternative slot at the new Encore stage. Melis are one of the Welsh musicians who have established their own record label, in their case, Salem Records, which has been going since 1999. In addition to their own material, Salem has released material by other artists, as well as a few compilations. Their first and perhaps most notable compilation was Planet Paned, which had six tracks, including one from Melis. The majority of artists on the album were fairly local to them, and one of these was the band Sun Chaser, who I haven't been able to find out much about. From the Planet Paned album, this is Sun Chaser with Vakar Deir Var here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music.
Thank you. smaller and a bit weaker.
That was Nvaka Rivera-Var from Sunchaser. The Libertino record label was founded in 2016 by Griff Owen, and since its inception, it has released some of the more innovative and interesting artists from Wales, mainly those performing in Welsh, but the label also includes some English language artists as well. The label recently released its first compilation, Sweet God, and while this includes some of their best-known acts, such as Adwaith and Los Blancos, it also has some lesser-known artists who I have not heard of prior to listening to the album. One of these was Mael, M-E-L, with the Tobac on E, which was a group from Dufferin Conwy who had a psychedelic sound similar to some other groups from the area. They had one single on Libertino, and this was included on the Sweet God compilation. This is Mael with Cusco.
Dwi'n bell allan o'r môr,
That was Cusco from Mail. You are listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. My name is Ed Reed. Check us out on Mixcloud, where you can listen to all our past programs at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. And for updates on our programs, follow our Facebook page at Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. The now defunct Q Dawn label was established in 2004 to promote emerging Welsh language artists in Wales. And between then and 2011, when the label finished, the label produced a number of CD singles as well as a few EPs. In 2010, they released a compilation, Rúni Cairí Q Dawn, which included most of the singles they had released up to that point, and it was a very interesting release. One artist on the album who, unlike most other artists on the label, had previously released an album on another label was Druidon Dr. Gonzo from Clonrig near Carnarvon, and this single helped them gain a new audience and paved the way for their seminal album a few years later. This is Druidon Dr. Gonzo with Madrak.
Dwi'n mynd i frifo chdi, dwi'n mynd i frifo chdi, yn dal tri.
That was Madrak from The Riddle Dr. Gonzo. Though Welsh rock didn't take off in a significant way until the 1970s, by the next decade the scene started to be developed and Sign Records released a lot of rock during the decade on the main label. Around 2 years ago, Sign put out a compilation with some of their back catalogue called Dali Vreed Video Caniagar Uth Digai, which had a mix of well-known and lesser-known artists on it. And one of the latter was the group Markedoth Reith, Free Market, a plea of the dominant Thatcherite economic policies that had a devastating effect on Wales. From their Dali Vreed Video Caniagar Uth Digai album, this is Markedoth Reith with Binna Boyne here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. That was Binna Boyne from Markedoth Reith. We'll finish off this week's program with a tune from the Danicowter 2 compilation that was released by the now-defunct Welsh Music Foundation in 2006. This is Acid Casuals with Avirk Arcaean Rio. Thank you. was Virgo Arcane in Rio. We've come to the end of this week's program, and I hope you've enjoyed it. You've been listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music, and my name is Ed Reed. And we'll have a new program for you next week, featuring some artists from Denbighshire and Conwy, Hulvar Matro.
Join CFRC on September 28th at the Berm Factory at 9:30 a.m. for our Airwave YGK Soundtech Workshop. Rob Bailey of Kingston Soundworks will facilitate this hands-on workshop for young emerging musicians just starting out playing gigs. Come learn soundboard tech, terminology, troubleshooting, communications, equipment setup, and soundcheck basics with this local industry pro. Register now for the free workshop, make in-person connections with local musicians at a prestigious venue, and learn the ropes of sound mixing to help you get started with your live stage performances. The fun starts at 9:30 a.m. on September 28th at Broom Factory and includes a catered lunch from our friends at Old Farm Fine Foods. Register now via CFRC.ca.